than my wife. Even my mother herself, she must have, maybe she was close to me those days. I wasn't close to her, you know, because I was a child. She was necessary, you understand what I'm saying? No, you need to breastfeed, you need to eat, you need somebody to take care of you. I didn't make up my mind to be close to her, you understand? She didn't campaign to be my mother, you understand what I'm saying? She just gave birth to me, I was born, and the next thing I knew that this is my mother. All right, fine. But like my wife, I took time out. It cost me time, money, you know, talk, sweet talk, bad talk, all kinds of talk. You know, you record music, play. I believe I can fly, you know, those kind of. No, so there's a democratic election on appointing the wife. Then you cast your vote, then she'll get up and come and vote. Say, okay, I do. Do you understand my point? So I can assure you that nobody can offend you more than after you have done all your campaign and she has finally voted for you, I do. Look, believe me, you don't even need God to tell you that indeed the two shall become one flesh. Because any little thing she does, your nerve endings are now on her body or his body, whichever way. Now, I'm just explaining that. Listen, that is a point you need to condition your heart ahead of time. Now, believe me, a lot of things I do now in marriage that come naturally and, you know, without thinking about it, which sometimes when you say, people react. I remember this before I got married. You talk to ladies, they react in a particular fashion. And in my mind, all I tell myself, I just tell myself that there's no chance in 1 million I will marry this kind of person. No, no, really, really. Because one day I go harvest your head. No, it's true. And like, you understand my point. I remember one lady I was talking to once. I just said, she begged. In my mind, if I bruise you, Now, it wasn't like, it's not as well, never shot me up before. But when you get to a particular age as a man, ready to marry, there are things that really, really rub you off bad coming from ladies. Really, it does. And I used to tell women, please be careful how you behave. All these guys are potential, so be careful. You never can tell. Oh, okay. And what you sow, you shall reap. So sow your seed in the morning. At night, do not withhold your hand. You don't know which one will prosper. Believe me, what I'm telling you. No, 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 really, really. No, there are things I couldn't stomach. In fact, there was a day I vexed with my wife. She told me that she was afraid. I don't know whether she can remember. She did something. The way I responded, she told me later that, my God, that she was scared. She didn't know I could get that angry. Now, I'm explaining with some points here. That ahead of time, you imagine. I remember once I was in school, I told one of my friends. I just said in passing that if your wife says your mother can't come to your house, she can't come. He said, do you know I'm an only child? My man, that's your personal problem. Better go and marry your mother if you don't understand the statement I'm making. Do you know how my mother suffered? That's your mother's headache and yours. No, it's true. Like one guy told his mother, his father, I watched the program later after I heard about it. But I was telling him, after everything I did for you, the guy said, man, you did what you had to do. I'll do it for my son also. Stop harassing me with what you did for me. You are my father. For goodness sake, you were supposed to do it. Am I supposed to be grateful all my life that you did it? Well, okay, what else will you have done? Will you have made you a good father to throw me on the street? Told the man straight, don't harass me with it. You did what you had to do for his son. I will do it for my son also. So leave me alone. Leave me alone. Oh my God. Amen. I hope you understand the things I'm saying so far. All right. So I'm just explaining this, that your imaginations, listen, it directs the way you respond to situations that you have never been into. And you know how it starts? Somebody says, look at this guy. He just stood up. The person just slapped him. He said, you know, instantly your heart begins to play. How do I react if a man suddenly slapped me like that? Do you follow me? You know, if somebody slaps me like that, one of my friends, the policeman slapped him. He beat the policeman up. No, get me. The guy gave him a slap. Before he could think, he had given the policeman two hot slaps. A fight broke out. It took four policemen to subdue him. I told him, the guy made a mistake. I knew you from school. They don't slap you. And at the end of the day, the hot guy, this is by the way, just anyway, almost got the guy dismissed. Almost got the policeman dismissed from the force. Yeah, no, look at it. Why should you slap me? For what? I was having an argument with somebody, it didn't concern you. And you gave me a slap. Well, anyway, that one happened. Side gist. No, now, the moment I tell you this kind of gist, you instantly play it in your mind. But if they have told you that a mobile policeman will just shoot you and kill you for nothing, it has affected the way you will react the day he slaps you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Listen, it's not at the point of actions that you make the decisions to act. It's imaginations, things you have played. That's how you program. Look, the best explanation for human behavior is the computer. You know, when I start hitting these keys, that the thing starts behaving. It's been programmed to behave. You know, there are things you take for granted, like my computer. I didn't realize that my keyboard is not part of the computer until I press A, S, and it doesn't respond. There's only dawned on me that this thing has drivers, programs that tell the computer that when I press the key labeled A here, show A on the screen. That is the way the human life is. Believe me what I'm saying. Now, actually, everything I've said so far is not really the main message I want to preach for today, but I have, because of time, because I've not even gone into the main thing that I want to say. But I have to say this because it's very important, okay, for certain reasons. Now, I was saying that these imaginations of a man's heart, all right, they are actually, how do I say, the expectation, yes, that you have in life, that's what they are. And these things are framed by faith. Now, faith, there are two things about faith. Now, let me say, faith is defined, faith does not just mean faith in God. But when it is used in scriptures, it is used to mean faith in God, all right? But faith just means you have accepted an evidence as true. You understand what I'm saying? They gave you evidence and you accept the evidence as correct. That's what faith means. Now, the Bible says that that is the thing that is the foundation of your expectation. You understand what I'm saying? That is, if you phone somebody and it tells you that I've checked your bank balance and it's 150,000 naira, now, when you wake up next morning, you walk straight to the bank expecting to write a check for 50,000 and somebody gives you 50,000 naira. Do you get what I'm saying? One day I gave my wife a check. She logged into an account and they returned the check. So I took the check and went to the bank and said, explain to me why the check was returned. Why? Because I knew the money I had in the account was bigger than the check that I wrote. So I demanded an explanation. Why? Because I had an expectation that this check should fly, like they say in banks. So I expect the check to fly, but the thing didn't fly. You're following what I'm saying? Why? Because I had information. I put the money there. I had my balance. I knew it. Till today, they have not given the explanation, by the way. All right? I think everybody was confused. They looked at it. They didn't understand. Maybe they checked. You know, it happens sometimes. The guy just types in the wrong account number and he got a wrong figure and he thought it was mine. But I'm explaining I'm using that to explain the fact that, listen, the information you have is what creates expectation. Now, the kind of expectation you have depends on the information you have accepted. There are things people tell you and you say it's not possible. You refuse to accept that information. Now, what is faith? Remember, we started by saying that God said you will have success in life if you are walking by faith. That is, if I speak something to you and you disregard what everybody else is saying to walk by my word, then you will acquire life like that. And I was careful to add the fact that it is not as if God is saying that everything is okay by what people can see. He's saying that even if they were not okay, I can move mountains to make them okay. He said, I watch over my word. Get what I'm saying? To perform it. That is, I am careful. I watch it. The eye of the Lord runs to and fro the whole earth, so that he might show himself strong, that the God that created the earth can do it again if necessary. God said, if you believe what I'm saying, therefore, the information that the creator of the heavens and the earth gives is what I choose to walk by. That's what I'm saying. That is what faith is. So, do you understand my point? That your imagination is directed by the information you feed your heart with. Believe me, that imagination is what directs your life. Say if God says something and you agree with him, it creates new imaginations for you. I said, you don't just say, okay, because now they have said that It's my imagination. So yesterday I used to think that I'll never drive beyond the B2. So today let me start thinking I will drive an M class. No, that's not what we are saying. We are saying that imagination of I will never drive beyond the B2, do you understand? Was founded on something. One, I just left school. I have a BSc or a BA. I have gotten a job in the state primary schools management board. And I'm entering on grade level 8. So you've calculated it. Do you understand my point? And you check the price of cars and check the price of land. So you say, okay, I will go and buy land 5 kilometers out of town where it is still being sold but for 2 naira per square meter. You understand my point? That one plot of land in that place is just 5,000 naira. So I will go and buy it there. Why? You've taken your salary. You are calculating it. Listen, without reviewing the source of your provision, you cannot change your imagination. Do you get my point? Without having a reason, you don't just come for a meeting like this and you say, no, I'm not going to think like that again. No, you have to get the reason why you will not think like that. And that is why the word of God is so important. Remember what we read from Proverbs chapter 4? He said, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. He said, for their life to those, that word life again, that find them, and health to their whole body. What does that mean? They have told you, this is your salary. You work in this particular place. You said, I have understood that. That is called the age of Abraham and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Do you get my point? Then I turned like Jeremiah to God and said, though I am small, yet I will say what you want me to say everywhere you want me to say it. You will follow my point. So somebody now says that, how are you sure you two will be big man? Say, because God said so. That though my beginning be small, yet my latter end shall greatly increase. That is evidence. Do you follow what I'm saying? That is evidence. He said, but the Nigeria is in turmoil. He said, God said, I make wars cease to the ends of the earth. He said, God said, speak what I am saying in the places where I have planted you. He said, I've been planted here. He said, God said, I delight in the prosperity of my servants. He said, see, I'm his servant. He said, I am God and there is none else. That is, the economy is not God. Now, this begins to create expectation for you. No, there's one example I gave you before. Now, one day, I was married. I didn't have a child yet. I went to a bookshop. I didn't go to bookshops. And I saw a book, Childless But Not Less. I said to Fiakwa, I know they buy, I know they read. God forbid bad thing. Don't give me any stupid imaginations. My imagination is what? Childful, not childless. Thank you very much. What did he say? He said, children are the heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is a reward. And it is a blessing to have a quiver full of them. I never stop speaking those words. I will continue to have children. No, honestly, the one I have now, they never reach. The quiver must be full. Are you getting the point I'm making? Oh, you know my favorite example. Terry Mize and Jackie Mize. Terry said, Jackie, marry me. Jackie said, I can't have children. He said, why? He said, because the doctor said so. I said, nonsense. God, doctors are not God. They don't know anything. That is, look, the blessing of God, they make rich. No doctors can stop it. Simple. Now, that is evidence. That is evidence. Listen, the problem with imagination, listen, you know how they are generated? I told you earlier. Words. People keep telling you things. Faith is that you accept the word of God as final. They come and tell you, I remember one friend was talking about plans he had for business. The guy just came, it's not possible. If I am the one, I shut my ears. I won't argue with you. Oh, one of the things I have understood is I don't argue such things. The Bible says, like abandon a fool in his folly. You know, just exchanging words with him. I won't argue. It's not possible. I just keep my mouth quiet. But I place you somewhere. I will never discuss serious matters with you again. If you have sound counsel for me, it's different. What if you do like this? That's different. But just tell me that, something is not possible. I like one thing Robert Shula did. He carried away a dictionary with the word impossible cut out. So when he first went to his architect to design the Crystal Cathedral, they told him it is not possible. So he took out the Bible and the dictionary and gave the man, said, "Sir, please check for me the meaning of the word impossible." So the man opened there, got there, and found that the portion called impossible had been cut out with scissors. So he collected the Bible in the dictionary back and said, "Sir, please, can you design this thing for me?" The man understood the point and designed it. No, you want to do something, people start telling you it is impossible. The moment you accept their words, God said, God punished the 10 spies that went with Joshua and Caleb into the promised land from Kadesh Barnea. He said, why? Because they made the hearts of the people fail. Words is what makes the people's hearts fail. You know, you wake up every morning, they tell you that Nigeria is bad. Get my point. The time God will give you gold on a platter of gold, you get my point? Gold on a platter of gold, you will say this gold came from Nigeria. It must be bad. Look, when we say people see opportunity, your ability to see opportunity is based upon the imagination you had already rehearsed in your heart. What some people call opportunities, other people call it traps of devil. Say, I don't mind them. They want to collect our money. Their, you know, imagination. What am I preaching to you today? You must, in fact, I think I should read this and use it to conclude. Romans chapter 12. That would be beautiful to conclude. He said, "I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies." Romans 12 verse 1. "A living sacrifice," they say, "a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship." It said, "And do not be conformed to the world, to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." Please bear that in mind. It says, "so that you might prove what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect." Notice that word. "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." If I may just explain something briefly. It said that the word mind. The word mind there refers to, please, I won't go into detail of how I came to this understanding. Just believe me in what I'm saying, all right? The mind there refers to how you interpret things that you see. Now, remember one gist I gave us off the records just now? I said, when everybody finished discussing the problems of leadership, how some people are conniving and engineering and conspiring to steal leadership, I turned and said, why do the people rage? How do the nations rage and the people imagine a vain thing? That all their imagination is vain. That God said, "I have chosen my king and I will be the one to install him." That all this conspiracy will mean nothing. So everybody, at that point in time, the Bible says that the heart of men will begin to fail them. But for me, my heart didn't fail. I feel like, all that just came to my mind is that as long as I'm in this country, I am a blessing to this country. I am the salt of the earth. You know what it means? I am a blessing. I am the salt of the earth. Salt of the earth doesn't mean I'm the one that settles the quarrels between governments. It means I am the reason why God will not allow things to go bad. I am the cause of preservation for the earth. That's the meaning of the word, salt of the earth. You know, people say those things to scare you. They will sit down. You know, today I was watching CNN present. They were explaining how they came to the conclusion to invade Iraq. And that the people kept on bringing evidence that was creating in the heart of an average American. In fact, they quoted George Bush. Judge Bush said, we are waiting for the smoking gun, the real evidence. That people say that we should wait for the solid evidence. He said that smoking gun may come as a mushroom cloud. You know what that means? An atomic bomb explosion. This was transmitted on air. After that, everybody will support President invade Iraq. Why? Suddenly, an imagination of death and destruction had been created, which was reinforced by the collapse of the Twin Towers on September 11. They said, it was very simple. Imagine anthrax in the hands of terrorists. They say, imagine an atomic bomb in the hands of terrorists. They say, it mustn't happen. God forbid. What do we do? Invade Iraq. People didn't care anymore. All of them said, we are going to Iraq. Why? Look, that's the way it is. Even adverts create an imagination for you. What am I saying in everything we have said? That the imaginations created can be disappointed if it is not created by the word of God. Because only the word of God abides forever. He said, all flesh is grass, and the goodliness thereof are like the flowers of the field. He said, they wither. You know what all flesh means? Money is grass. All this CNN information is flesh, is grass. It could just vanish like smoke. He said, but the word of God abides forever. We have explained that if you are going to have life, it must be because your imagination was prepared by the word of God. I mean, you don't wake up every morning reading newspapers with there are newspapers that I don't read. I'm sorry to say, I don't like this day. My reason is very simple. I don't like anybody that has an anti-government stance. Because, listen, let me just put this one in passing. In fact, I will add this one to the gist we gave off records. Anytime the government speaks, the day Kingsley was during your class one dinner, Jerry Gana was chairman, all right? And he made a statement which I have not forgotten. He said, Nigerians don't let anything work. He said, no matter the intentions of the government, once you say this is what we want to do, they go out of their way to frustrate it. Why do they do that? Listen, it is not because they want to frustrate the government. It's because their imagination says that the government does not ever mean well. I told you something before that, I think I was here, we shared it now, that at the point the president said that end of 2004, was it 2004 or 2003, that power supply in Nigeria would be continuous, uninterrupted. Can you remember? It was a bit like a two-year deadline. And all of us were looking forward to it. Now, all of us were looking forward to that date, not to the uninterrupted service. Most people were saying, it can never happen. It can never happen. It will never happen. They wake up in the morning, it can never happen. They go to sleep at night, it can never happen. So Jesus said, be it unto you according to your faith, and it never happened. And when it didn't happen, you know what he said? We said so. And God said, yes, you said so. Except that God is looking at it like this. This is why it didn't happen. They are saying that, you see, we said so. We knew it wouldn't happen. No. If I may just add this in passing, this is the responsibility of every child of God. Next time you hear a statement like that, the principle of Jonah works both ways. You can go there and confirm that word in prayer. That God, the president, has said this, and your word said, thou art ensnared by the words of your mouth. He has been ensnared. Therefore, we pray that he will not rest until he gives enough money to NEPA. God, we ask you to destroy every corrupt man that will not let NEPA work. You keep on praying serious prayers until that day will come, and you will say, we said so. We need it to happen. You understand what I'm saying? The imaginations of a man's heart, that is what controls the events in his life. But don't forget, it's not just to wake up in the morning and say, Pastor Bangu said we should imagine good things. So you wake up and imagine, no. It is a process. That's why we read this. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is when things happen, how do you see it? The only way you can transform is with the word of God. He said, my son, attend to my words. Proverbs 4:20. Incline your ears to my saying. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. It's an effort you have to make. It said, guard your heart where you have kept this word with all diligence. We don't have time. Let's close for today, but maybe one day I will explain. You have to be careful who you relate with. You will know people that always bring your faith down. You don't need God to reveal that to you in a dream or in a vision. All you need to do is talk to them 3 times. I've had people tell me before, if I have somebody in my mind, I was talking about what I believe God will do in my life, and she said, I am sorry for you. Actually, I became sorry for her. Let me explain my reason. Bishop Oyedepo said, no prophecy ever leaves you the same. He says, either it's taking you up or it is bringing you down. How can a man of God tell you what God is about to do and you say you are sorry for him? Listen, he said, your eyes will see it, but you will not eat of it. If anybody challenges the word of God in my mouth to my face, I am sorry for the person. God said, I watch over my word to perform it. Everybody that is angry with you will put to shame. That's not what he said. No, believe me. If I talk and somebody says, I'm sorry for you, instantly I become sorry for the person. If I love the person, I go and pray for him. You're younger in cure wrath anyhow. He said, kiss the son lest he be angry. What happens to you? You perish out of the way. Do you know what I am? A son. Believe me. Believe me. You don't need a spirit to tell you this person is bringing your faith down. You need to talk to the person once or twice. You will understand. So when people say that, can't you marry somebody from another religion? I said, you don't know life. That's why you ask questions like that. How do we unite now? Agreeing about what? Somebody is feeling sorry for another person when another person is believing God. How can a house divided against itself? Can it stand? It can't. You have to be, when you say guard your heart with all diligence, you keep be careful what you read. Look, all this opinion at the back of this day, I don't read it. Bishop Oyedepo used to say that he never used to buy the paper, he doesn't read it at all. Wigglesworth said, beyond the headlines, they are full of lies. He doesn't read it. Do you get my point? The lesson is what? Guard your heart with all diligence, because the imaginations of a man's heart will eventually come upon him. Believe me. Let us pray.